summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Day 22 of our At the Movies Advent calendar. We're 22 movies in, with 3 days to Christmas. I'm Uma Panganamke Pangan alongside Ian McNally. Today we're taking a look at Santa Claus the Movie. It was released in 1985. Janot Swatch was the director. It stars Dudley Moore, David Huddleston, John Lithgow and Judy Cornwell. It is a movie that was produced by the same people who made Superman.
Yeah, the Salkin family, right?
Right.
It was the last of their big movies that they produced.
It was. And the only reason I bring that up is because this feels very much like a superhero origin story.
It's right? Super 80s as well. It's
it
this
is.
Idea of like, let's take, I mean, we do it still where we take a brand and reinvent it, but like now we do it the Marvel style, which is we make it good. Back then it was like, just make money.
Yes.
But this is also an incredibly weird movie. And then the 80s, I mean, we're doing Gremlins, we're doing A Christmas Story. These are all within a period of time. These are the reason why I like movies, these kind of
exactly.
movies. I think
exactly.
I saw this in the cinema as well.
Right, and this is a weird one. I mean, it starts off by explaining the origin of Santa Claus. This is a kindly middle-aged man who lives in a small town. Everyone loves him because he takes his sleigh and gives people presents.
Yep.
One day he gets frozen in a blizzard and is spirited away to the North Pole, where he's given a new identity as Santa Claus.
It's the Christmas Protection Program.
Clearly, right?
But also, if you look at the Wikipedia page, I'm not sure if there's an edit war going on Wikipedia, because it Wikipedia states that they die there. And
what?
Then are brought back to life in the North Pole, which is a very dark way of looking at this movie.
as opposed to
that elves saved them from hypothermia. I think this may be Scrooge. Wikipedia Scrooge is on the march.
And the movie does a great job with all of that. You know, the visualizing of Santa's workshop up in the North Pole is really, really cool.
David Huddleston, the Big Lebowski.
Yes.
He's a pretty good Santa.
He's a very good Santa Claus.
And,
also,
it's just a little off-brand that it works. You know, it's not the Coca-Cola style. It's not, his beard is kind of gray, you know, and like there is at the moment of like him getting his uniform and it's like, well, he's not really into green.
And also the Salkin family has kind of worked out how to make people look good flying.
Yeah.
So all of the special effects and visual effects kind of really, really work for a movie in 1985.
The reindeer are great.
The reindeer are fantastic.
And I was reminded last night that the reindeer cry.
What is a Santa Claus movie in the 80s without a
corporate
villainous villain?
Yeah. Without capitalism. Capitalism is the enemy again.
And we see the most stylish performance from John Lithgow, who plays Lex Luthor. He is essentially the evil manufacturer who makes dangerous toys.
And the toys they're excessively insane. Like, I think when they open up the teddy bear and there's like broken glass and nails in there.
There is a Senate hearing.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, it's one thing if something accidentally gets in there, but there's a ton of glass and nails in there. Like, you had to physically do that on purpose.
The Senate aide empties out the stuffing of one of his toys, and it's got rusty razor blades and shards of glass.
And he's constantly, I mean, John Lithgow's great. He's like super thin in this, and he's always wearing a dark suit, and his hair, whatever, the hair he has left is slicked back, always chomping on a cigar as well.
Yeah.
And he's just that kind of fast-talking New York business kind of stuff. Nah, he does that a lot, right? And I just love his performance in this completely.
This is subversive in the sense that it doesn't actually attack the capitalism or commercialism of Christmas
or
Santa Claus, right?
They attack Santa Claus 2, which happened, or not Santa Claus 2, Christmas 2, which happens in March.
Exactly.
And he just comes up with that. It's like, we'll do it March 25th. It's like, why March? What? Where'd you get March from?
No, it attacks American commercialism. And of course, Santa Claus even though he is a tool of that commercialism, you know, Coca-Cola is featured rather prominently in the movie. Even though Santa Claus is a tool of that commercialism, it does well to kind of separate the two so the magic of Santa Claus isn't ruined for you.
Yeah, and all the toys that they make are off-brand. Like, they're all classic old toys.
They're all handmade. They're kind of wooden and all of that stuff which you get from Santa's workshop and grotto, right? It was weird seeing Dudley Moore as the head elf.
Isn't it? And also, I've forgotten about all his elf jokes.
Yeah.
Like, this should be elf-explanatory.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I mean, so he's a head elf.
He's elf confidence.
He's a head elf with really crappy productivity.
He's the Leonardo da Vinci of elves.
Yes. Lots of great ideas.
But the technology's not quite there yet.
Exactly. And very bad execution.
Yeah.
And he tries to fix it, but everything goes to pot, and he kind of has to leave in shame.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to leave in shame. He leaves in shame.
He leaves in shame, yes, because he is embarrassed.
And, of course, what you do when you're an elf with nowhere to go, you go to New York, hook up with an evil industrialist, and make puce lollipops. This is where I learned the word puce.
Puce, exactly.
I had no idea what's puce? What's that mean? As a kid saying this. And the lollipops make you fly. And if you get them too hot, they explode.
This is such a weird movie. It doesn't get any more 80s than this.
Yeah. But I still kind of like it. I mean, rewatching it again, there's parts of the music that I didn't realize I knew and that are actually part of Christmas for me. That they were so ingrained in my head. Like when they're dancing, when the elves are dancing in the North Pole, the parts of that music is actually, oh God, that's just ingrained in my brain. Because at the time it had a huge marketing campaign at the time it came out, and it's the title is brilliant. It's Santa Claus the movie.
Yes.
It's like you can't get any more Christmas than that.
No. Go check it out. It is a real relic from the 80s and something that I think is just, yeah, I don't want to say it still holds up, but it's definitely
worth
the watch. Actually, you're right. It didn't hold up at the time.
No. For Dudley Moore alone, it's just worth price of entry because he's just weird. And he's not, I mean, around that time, most of what he's doing was either being drunk or acting drunk playing Arthur. And it's good to see him doing something else.
Check out Santa Claus, the movie. Let us know what you think. I'm on Twitter, at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime on Twitter.
This is your At The Movies Advent Calendar. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.